Hi there. Do I have both of you?
You have
one of us.
Okay, I think
for
I have both.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Welcome, Lorenzo, and welcome, Valerie. Thank you so much. I already introduced you to listeners. Thanks for taking the time.
Well, my pleasure. Happy hump day to everybody.
Happy hump day. Yes. Do you know my show is called Get the Funk Out? I know Valerie does, because you've been on before.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
Okay. So
I know.
I want to have you talk about this event coming up, the World Children's Trampoline.
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Lorenzo. You want to start?
Well, let's start with the name of the organization. It's called the World Children's Transplant Fund.
Mm-hmm.
And before I forget, I just want to mention for folks out there listening, you can get the information about this organization if you go to WCTF.org.
Okay.
Or just Google World Children's Transplant Fund. So in a nutshell, it's an organization that helps to provide medical procedures to children. A large portion of children are in the Latin American countries, and they can't afford to be put on a list to receive an organ because they just don't have the financial means. So for the last 30 years, WCTF has provided health care for these children, whether it's reaching out to the doctors that donate their time
mm-hmm.
to perform these life-saving procedures, or whether it's to pay for travel for the families to get to the place where they can have the transplant procedure done.
That's fantastic.
That's it in a nutshell. And I've been a very proud spokesperson
mm-hmm.
for this organization for that many years. And so we are having a fundraising event in Southern California to raise money, to raise awareness for the people that want to participate and donate to this very worthy cause.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. And one of the greatest things about our organization and is the fact that everyone on the board is volunteer. Other than paying a small fee to an office liaison, we all donate our time to this organization for the last 35 years. And we train, we teach, and we provide technology to children across the world. And when someone reaches out to us, we have open arms, and we'll try anything to help a family, help for travel, like Lorenzo said, and just provide even, like we just provided a retractor, which is, I believe, a $40,000 instrument to Armenia so that they could provide these transplants so that children do not have to travel to get medical help.
That is great.
And that is what's so unique about our organization is everyone does on our board have a heart of gold. And our fundraiser is called the Hearts of Gold WCTF Dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And it is on September 18th, and we have a red carpet. We have celebrities, including Lorenzo,
mm-hmm.
Attend and silent auction and doing things for the community to come out and help. And it is true that the majority of our the kids are in Latin American countries.
Yes.
And but we have open arms to anyone that needs our help.
I love that. I did put the information up on the show blog, and that is getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. And I was noticing how many countries for children you've helped: Argentina, Mexico, Nicaragua, list goes on. That is so impactful.
Yes.
Well, the idea behind it is that, because families are born without the financial means to get on a list, to travel, to pay for the expense, why should those children be marginalized when there are so mm-hmm. many you know, big-hearted people in the world that can help get these healthy and,
yes.
and get them the medical care that they need.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of it.
Yes.
And when we go back to the teaching part, it's organ donor awareness in some of these countries. There are, you know, sometimes people think that, you know, donating an organ is you're going to kill my you know, child, or you're going to kill my, mm-hmm. you know, relative. It's not about that. It's being aware of how the organ donation works and also, you know, just the education in some of the third world countries that don't have this knowledge, and also changing the laws. So when we went into Armenia, we actually changed the law in
really?
Armenia so that anyone that buys and sells organs mm-hmm. of children would be, or anyone for that matter, would be prosecuted by law.
Okay, good.
Which is a very important thing for our organization, that we don't want to be in a transactional marketplace.
Sure. Yeah. And so tell me about Mark Witkoff, who's being honored.
Well, I know that he's been part of our organization for many years,
okay.
and has been very supportive of WCTF. He also is a chairman at Keller Williams mm-hmm. and has been very, very generous with, you know, with helping us with our funding. And he is someone that has, you know, known Mark Croker for a very long time, so he's very much a big part of it and is very into children's causes.
That's great. And the event is taking place September 18th. There's a cocktail reception, red carpet at 5 o'clock, and a dinner and program at 6. And it's taking place at Galpin Ford's legendary showroom, where they have their space for these incredible cars and vehicles. That's exciting.
Yeah, if you're a car enthusiast, this is the organization you need to buy your ticket and come.
Okay.
Very cool. And we want to thank Galpin for donating mm-hmm. their space to us. We've had different events there at Galpin, and they've always been friends of the WCTF, and we want to just put it out there. A big thank you.
That's great.
To the organization
yes.
support.
They've been tremendous, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, they're an incredible family,
mm-hmm.
The Brockman family.
Valerie, I have an idea, since our phone patch is acting kind of strange right now. Do you have the ability to call Lorenzo and just bring him on together on your phone?
Yeah, let me see if I can get his number. I don't have his number.
Okay. Okay, we have about 10 more minutes. So call me back if you can do that. That way you're on one line, because for some reason one of our lines keeps dropping you.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Sounds Thanks. Good. Great. Thanks. Thank you.
All right. I don't want to keep starting a conversation and then it gets dropped. So we're going to wait till Valerie can bring Lorenzo back on one line. Hopefully we can make that happen. But I will share something with you. And I was talking to Lorenzo about this earlier. So my grandmother was involved in something called Project Hope. It was founded in 1958, and she was on one of the boards in Newton, Massachusetts. And so the ship provided health care and training worldwide. And the boat was called SS Hope, the world's first peacetime hospital ship. And its mission continues after all this time. I believe it's about 67 years they've been doing this. And they are advancing health by improving local health systems through training medical providers and delivering aid in communities and during disasters. It also now primarily operates as a land-based program and partners, and it functions on Navy ships during disaster response. And I thought I'd bring that up because that's made me think of this initiative that they are involved with. So anyway, I will wait to bring them back on. If you want more information about this wonderful event coming up September 18th, the World Children's Transplant Fund, taking place at 5 o'clock at Galpin Ford's collection of legendary cars and vehicles, which will be super cool. That's in Van Nuys. You can go to the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. Again, September 18th, 5 o'clock. And they're also honoring the fact that this has been an initiative that has been going strong for more than 35 years. So it's really wonderful. All right, we'll take a little break. If we can get them back on, I'll bring them on. If not, I will just put all the information on the show blog. Apologies for all the glitches this morning with the phone patch, but we'll get it working. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.